Cultured Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
It's time for the church to acknowledge that we have brothers and sisters who are gay.
LGBTs have to find a household of worship that reflects what your views are and what you believe.
A gay person who still wants to attend church after the way the church has treated the gay community, I'm telling you, they have more faith than I do. They have more faith than a lot of you.
What's not loving is to look someone in the eye when God says they are in jeopardy of an eternity in hell and merely wink and nod at their sin because you're afraid of being called names.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Wow, wow, wow. Not to be confused with you woo. Uh-oh, somebody needs some sleep. This is Wretched Radio. It's been a little busy around here. Sorry. When you get a little weary, your ADHD seems to pick up speed, as I think we've just witnessed. Wow, 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 not woo, woo. What did that mean anyway? And you woo, 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 and you woo, 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 and you woo, woo, woo should be mine. You know, they don't write them like they did in the old days, do they? If you go back to the old days, if you long for the music of, say, the 80s, which apparently is what most pastors at megachurches seem to be fond of, listen to the lyrics. We tend to think, oh, the music these days, it's so awful compared to the old days. And you woo, 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 and you woo, woo, woo. And you woo, woo, woo should be my walk like an Egyptian. Anybody walk like an Egyptian. We are so grateful to the thousands of people who have downloaded the new Fortis Plus app.
Thousands?
After a day, it was like 5,000 folks.
Wow.
Either got the app. You can also get it on your... I don't know the lingo. I'm not of your generation. You can go to fortisplus.org. That would be the web app. There, I got it. And if you just want to get the app itself, then go to your favorite streaming place and just look for Fortis Plus. You can spell out plus, or you can just put the plus sign and you can download it. All original content, all free. Our website is fortisinstitute.org. So wow, wow, wow. Thank you, everybody. Sorry if there have been a couple of glitches. Overall, a wildly successful launch. Nothing blew up. There was no smoke, no toxic fumes. Everything went pretty much according to Hoyle, which I think is a card game. So my apologies, my fundamentalist Baptist friends. Though they make the cards, Hoyle cards, if I'm not mistaken. Did I mention we haven't had a lot of sleep around here? Todd, you don't need to. Thank you. If you're engaging with all of the free content, if you haven't already gone to Fortis Plus or fortisinstitute.org or downloaded the app, I encourage you to do so. It just warms my cold conservative heart that it is all free. All the stuff that we've been doing around here for years and so much more new stuff with so many new voices here, which, by the way, you'll be able to meet tonight. We are doing a free webinar. This is what Fortis Plus is all about, Fortis Institute. We just want to give away stuff. I love that. I love it. Bless the heart of any ministry that charges subscription fees. I ain't got no axe to grind, but I'm just so overjoyed that we get to give it away. It's thanks to the support of our gospel partners, and we have more phases, more launches, more outreaches globally, because we want to reach people with great news, not just good news, with the best news that there is. Please visit fortisplus.org or get the Fortis Plus app on your mobile device, wherever you do your media. I almost made it, Jimmy. Wherever you do your app, that's the word right there, your app business. And if you're thinking, Friel, is it going to be like this all day? I think the answer is probably. Tonight, we're going to be with all of the pastors of Fortis Institute, and we're going to talk about pastoral failure and what we do with that. And I'm so excited. I actually got my thoughts together on it last night because each one of the pastors, Brad Bigney is going to be there, Adam Tyson, Greg Gifford, Tim Challies, and of course, Jason from here, from Fortis Institute, he's going to be hosting it. Oh, I'm forgetting somebody. I'm pretty sure of that. There'll be six or seven pastors, and we're each going to take a little idea, a question and answer about the fall of pastors that we don't think should fall. And when we get a little rocked, and I honestly, I don't think you should be a little wobbled by it. It's like, whoa, what? And so we're going to discuss it in a helpful way. And I finally got my thoughts together because these other guys, they're just so much smarter than I am. But I think that there is a long forgotten doctrine. This is not made up. This is not a new concept, but a long forgotten doctrine that I think is just what is needed for the evangelical community right now. And I can't wait to share that tonight. You can join us on that webinar, Fortis Institute. It's F-O-R-T-I-S Institute/webinar. It's free. Join us. We're going to work through those issues. And now, if you thought for a second that everything here at Wretched Radio was actually planned and prepared. Jimmy, what is this this video thing here? Is this a see, I don't even know what this is. I started watching it. I don't know. I don't think I sent this to you.
Well, I don't know what it is.
It's the BR Megachurch guest.
Yeah, you did send that to me.
Okay, but somebody sent it into Idea at Wretched. Uh-huh. I probably forwarded it to you and said, grab it.
Right.
So now I'm watching it and I'm going, is this a spoof?
It is.
Okay, there's the tragedy right there. I can't tell that it's a spoof. Because I can see this happening at an actual megachurch.
BR Guest, first-time guest, put our campus to the test. Scan the QR code and check in, and we'll spam you all the rest. Flashing lights, choking fog, we do all of this for God. Try our coffee, it is lukewarm, don't believe me, ask our intern. First we sing, then we sit, then two people yap a bit. Every Sunday experience is a hit. Go on, open your wallet and give us 10%. Be our guest. First time guest.
Okay, see, I could have figured out it wasn't a spoof there because if a megachurch had done this, they would have auto-tuned the guy. But see, there's you just got to listen carefully and you can tell the difference between a spoof and not a spoof.
Lights go dim, screen comes down, feel the good vibes all around. There's our pastor on the big screen from the main campus across town. Just relax and endure his misusing of scripture. I'm on staff, I'm not complaining. Our pastor is entertaining. Are we non-denomo? You bet. But we used to be Baptists. Now we're the fastest growing church in the U.S. Come on, become a member. We'll do life together. Be our guest. If you're stressed, volunteer and serve, I suggest. Be our guest. First time guest.
Oh, that hurts. Because it's so accurate, isn't it? What was the church I just saw on the website? Oh, I know why I saw it. Oh, this was grand. I was at the G3 website. They've got an app over there, don't they? I know Living Waters just launched theirs. Mm-hmm. This is exciting, y'all. I hope that the Living Waters app is just crushing it. G3 too. Because the more good stuff, the better. From more people, the better. And I was at the G3 site and an ad popped up. Which maybe the Virgil and Josh need to know about over there at G3. And it was for a church in Alpharetta. That's our town. And it said, looking for a Bible teaching church. And it's like, yeah, I'd like to hear about that because I know the only ones. It's like, who are you people? Guess what? It was a Hillsong church. Mm. In a Bible teaching church. And guess who the pastors are? They happen to be related because it's husband and wife. So if you are teaching the Bible, apparently you can't read 1 Timothy too very well, because that seems to be pretty clear. If you are a Bible-teaching church, could I just encourage you? I am not a prognosticator of church growth, but the day of mega churches, as the attitude of America becomes, let's just say, at best, tepid toward Christianity, I don't think squishy. There's some big, good mega churches, by the way. I think of Mike Fabara's church in Orange County, Compass Bible Church, obviously Grace Community Church, Nine Marks. Well, Nine Marks. What's the Mark Devers Church in Washington, D.C.? But it's not that huge.
Capitol Hill
Baptist. Yeah, but that's not like a huge church because of the building size. After all, it is in Washington, D.C. Can you imagine the taxes they'd have to pay on that, and probably will have to if Kamala wins? These mega churches overall, though, I think they're on the downslope because they're not worth it. If this does not advance me at work, if this does not enhance my social status, if this does not provide for me enough relationship building, networking with other people in order to improve my livelihood, I think they're going down in the numbers that we have seen. The churches that are growing are the ones that are Bible-based. So be encouraged. And pastor, be Bible-based, be loving. And if you go out of business, well, then at least you went out of business for the right reasons. This is Wretched Radio. So you aren't convinced of the importance of training godly men to rightly divide the word of truth in churches internationally? Well, then we'll let Paul Washer convince you.
You have to support men who are elder qualified proclaimers of the word. When we support a man coming out of TMAI, we know not only that he is properly trained, but we know that he will still be supervised.
Would you please join TMAI, the Master's Academy International, in advancing the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ through expository preaching in local churches around the globe. It's a magnificent ministry, and it's so important. Please consider partnering with TMAI at wretched.org/pastor, wretched.org/pastor.
Thank you for supporting indigenous pastors around the world.
Marriage and parenting, they're beautiful gifts from God, are they not? But let's be honest, they're also challenging. In this world that we're living in right now, many families are struggling just to survive. But what if you and your family could truly thrive? Introducing Thrive with Pastor Brad Bigney, a new production from Fortis Institute. Pastor Brad Bigney brings over 30 years of pastoral experience and 36 as a biblical counselor to help your family flourish. With Thrive, you'll discover how marriage can be more than just a legal status. It can be a living billboard for the gospel. Whether you're newlyweds, busy parents, or empty nesters, Thrive offers biblical insight to revolutionize your home life. Pastor Brad Bigney doesn't just offer quick fixes. He applies the wisdom of God's word to your daily walk, helping you build a family that, again, doesn't just survive, it thrives. Thrive with Pastor Brad Bigney, available now at fortisinstitute.org or the Fortis Plus app. fortisinstitute.org.
Preborn Ministries, pro-life ministry, rescuing babies. The war, let me tell you, it's raging out there, and Preborn is right on the front lines providing what is so powerful, ultrasounds. When a woman sees her baby 80% of the time, it's a no-brainer. That's my child. That's a baby in there, not a blob of tissue. Worldview is getting pumped into everybody through Hollywood, social media, the internet, universities, businesses, and government. If you'd be kind enough to consider supporting Preborn Ministries, that would be groovy. Lives are saved. Women, men, hear the gospel. Please consider supporting this network of clinics that is doing such great work. Preborn.org/wretched. Preborn.org/wretched.
Important dates in Christian history. 1807. The British Parliament votes to abolish the slave trade. Its decision is owing in large part to the tireless efforts of the Christian politician, William Wilberforce. Wilberforce's example spurred on abolitionist efforts in America for the next 55 years. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
There's a cold wind a-blowing. This is Wretched Radio. Two articles. I actually had three, but cut it down to two articles from different sources that indicate, I sure hope not, but seem to indicate there's a cold wind a-blowing from university campuses. For years, we have been going to university campuses. And increasingly over the last, say, 5 years, I've noticed things are different on the campus. I know Charlie Kirk, he goes to the campuses and he gets the kids all agitated. And of course, he destroys those punks. But I don't think that's the majority. I think the majority of kids on university campuses are trying to figure it out. And if your church is near a campus, get to it and help them figure it out. They will listen. They will engage. And I think the opposite tact is to go confront these idiots for believing what they do and not understanding the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. They're most of them, not all of them, most of them, not antagonistic. They're the polar opposite. Feed me, help me, lead me, talk to me. I don't know what's going on. And I sure hope that these articles don't indicate that we could be shut out of campuses. There's another observation about these articles that I'm really reticent. Yes, I'm reticent to talk about because for years we've been talking about Gen Zs. And I do not like the pejoratives that have been used about them. But if these articles are indicative of the mindset of whatever percentage of Gen Zers, oh, this is a generation. They are fragile. I don't think they should be mocked, and it's certainly not true of all of them. But these articles indicate, ooh, tender. And Jimmy, did I share this the other day talking about why I think that so many kids are so offended, not just by opposing worldviews, but probably predominantly by their parents who will correct them or try to tell them you're doing it wrong or that you should think like this? And I was wondering, well, why is that? How does that develop? And I know that there are messages on the internet, TikTok, et cetera, that scream at kids, your parents are morons, jettison them, run away from them. Those exist. The sitcoms, they support that, Dagwood Bumstead dads all over the place. And the kids just, you know, they're filled with all the wisdom and the parents are just fuddy-duddies and dopey. But I think it's more than that. I think that our cell phones, they create a bubble. And there's only one individual inside of that protective cocoon, and it's me. And I'm doing everything I want. I'm looking at anything that I want for as many seconds as I do or don't want to watch this. And it's all about self. It's all about autonomy. It isn't enduring. It's not putting up with. It is not having to have patience with somebody who wants to watch something else. I control this thing. I experienced this years ago. I remember this rather vividly. I was driving. I had to drive a bit of a distance. And I was in the car by myself. I think it was Greenville, if I'm not mistaken. It was like an up and down sort of affair. And I had my cell phone and the Spotify and that stuff, and a song would come on, flip. Song would flip. I like that one. Okay, no, I've heard that one before. Next. And when I got out of my car after like an hour and a half of just me music, I was kind of agitated with everybody on the planet. Hey, what are you doing in my world? And I think that's true, perhaps even to a greater degree with our cell phones. That's our device. Don't touch it. Get your hands off of my cell phone. And I program this thing. I have the apps I want, specifically the Fortis Plus app. I have the music that I want. I watch the videos that I want. It feeds me what I want. It tells me the stories that I want to hear, the ads of products I am inclined to use. And I think it just makes us all these autonomous beings that just get annoyed when somebody interferes with it. And we don't need another generation. We don't need another generation. We've got the Gen Z generation who grew up on cell phones. At least through their teenage years, they had their little self device. And I think it has caused them, not everybody, but I think it's caused them to indeed have hypersensitivity toward anybody who doesn't agree with 100% of everything, whether it is a belief, a worldview, or a whim. If you are not in alignment or you confront me on it, that is devastating. Let's go to these articles, shall we? Number one, this is from DailyTrojan.com. It's time to put a stop to religious proselytizing on campus. Whoa. This is kind of the John Kerry. You know, that First Amendment thing. It's got limitations. Actually, it doesn't. It doesn't have them. You get to say stupid things. You get to say offensive things. That's the whole point. It's sort of like Romans 13. If we didn't need to be told to submit to the government, then it wouldn't be in there. But we need to be told. Why? Because governments, they're men and women that are sinful. And they do things that agitate. And they do things that annoy. And we need to be responding to them biblically, a posture of submission, recognizing there are indeed exceptions, jurisdictional realm of authority. And being Acts chapter 5, they can't command us to do what Jesus says don't do, and vice versa. They can't command us to not do what Jesus says do. But we need Romans 13. We need that. And the same thing is true with the First Amendment. We need it because people are going to say things we don't like. That's the whole point. If everybody just said wonderful things about everybody, we wouldn't need a First Amendment. But people disagree. Attempting to convert, this is the article, attempting to convert others to one's own religion is a violation of personal rights and should be prohibited on college campuses. There it is. And that's scary. While we must learn to respect people of all beliefs, students should not be subjected to harassment by those who believe their worldviews are wrong. Did you catch that? Harassment equals, I don't think you're right. That's it. And I can say it with a smile on my face, and it makes no never mind, because that's considered harassment. And I think this generation genuinely thinks that it is, because I think that that's the way that they've been wired. Not only does campus proselytizing transgress students' boundaries, it also violates the word of God. They don't say how. And should therefore be heavily advised against. That's one article. Here's another article. If you're proselytizing on campus, don't harass students. Now, what is harassment? In CUIndependent.com, they give a number of examples. Now, we know this. There are some preachers that go to university campuses that shouldn't, and I wish they wouldn't. They're terrible. They're terrible. And I think they're out of step with the times, personally. But that's not what this article talks about. It gives a number of anecdotes of people who have, I'll just read it for you. CU, that's Colorado University, Colorado Boulder University, freshman, said that a man stopped his car by his dorm and offered him a ride to church. He said no, in part because he felt uncomfortable at being rashly approached from a vehicle. He also said he felt angry because this man intended to make him feel guilty at rejecting his offer for religious conversion. Now, I don't know the details of that, and I sure wouldn't pull up to a stranger and say, "Get in my car, I'll take you to church." We don't have those details, but did you hear it? He intended to make me feel guilty, and that's a big no-no. Another freshman reported she didn't feel harassed, but her walk back to the residence hall was disruptive when a random woman approached her. I'm walking to my dorm. If you interrupt me, harassment. How did that happen? It's not in their DNA. I think it's in their diet. She continued. The woman posed a personal question. Here it is. Do you believe in God? Why is that a personal question? Do you know how to get to Taco Bell? That's a personal question. She felt her personal space was invaded, and that if she had stayed, she would have felt uncomfortable about her personal choice to not be religious. Feeling uncomfortable is very painful, and it is not, I think, an observation that provides us with fodder for mockery. I think we've cooked these kids, and we're seeing the product of the recipe of a worldview that includes a social diet. And it's not just the videos they watch. It's the device itself that is creating this inside of kids. Whether she felt immediately offended or not, the woman criticized the woman's identity in an environment where that shouldn't occur. Let's hope that that cold wind doesn't turn into a tropical storm cat 4 hurricane or something, because it would be a pity if we were not allowed to go to campuses to reach kids that I know want to talk to you. This is Wretched Radio.